Greetings and welcome to the ATA Creativity Global fourth quarter and year-end 2023 financial results. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Carolyn Song, Vice President. Thank you, Carolyn. You may begin.
Thank you, operator, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. The press release announcing ATA Creativity Global's, or ACG's, results for the fourth quarter and year ended December 31st, 2023, is available at the IR section of the company's website at www.ata.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has an accompanying slide presentation available on its website. A replay of this broadcast will also be made available at ACG's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These forward-looking statements can be identified by terms such as anticipate, believe, could, estimate, expect, forecast, future, intend, look forward to, outlook, guidance, plan, should, will, and similar terms, and include, among other things, statements regarding ACG's future growth and results of operations, ACG's plans for mergers and acquisitions generally, ACG's growth strategy, anticipated growth prospects and subsequent business activities, ACG's 2024 guidance, market demand for and market acceptance and competitiveness of ACG's portfolio, training programs, and other education services. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ACG is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide 2 of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the fourth quarter and year ended December 31, 2023, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 7.0999 RMB to one U.S. dollar, the noon buying rate as of December 31, 2023. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP and RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the company PowerPoint presentation, there is an overview of the company on slide 3. In addition, we are more than happy to take investor questions during today's Q&A session or via email to the company. If you wish to ask questions, you can send your questions to the email address azhang@equityny.com, and please specify whether you would like to have your name read during the Q&A session. On today's call, the company's CFO, Mr. Ruobai Sima, will provide a brief overview of operating and financial highlights for the fourth quarter and full year of 2023. As Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma is unable to be here today. Mr. Sima will join President Mr. Jun Zhang in providing an update on the company's 2024 guidance, outlook, and its long-term growth strategy before opening the floor for questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to ACG CFO, Mr. Ruobai Sima. Please go ahead, Mr. Sima.
Thank you, Carolyn, and welcome, everyone. And good evening to those in America, and we appreciate everyone's time. 2023 was an important year for ACG. It was the fourth year since the COVID-19 pandemic, where we were able to deliver a complete year of in-person class delivery, while continuing to make select courses available via online delivery. I'm pleased to report that the company achieved RMB 221.6 million in revenues for full year 2023. A 7.2% increase year over year. This was a result of renewed student interest in our portfolio training, overseas study counseling, and research-based learning services as COVID-related travel restrictions and the local shutdowns was lifted at the start of 2023, enabling students to return on an on-campus experience and resume planning for overseas study. Over the course of 2023, we also continue to realign operating costs and were able to marginally decrease overall operating expenses. As a result of the increased revenues and decreased operating expenses, we significantly improved our bottom line, narrowing net loss by 29.7% for full year 2023. We were excited to host overseas summer camp for the fourth time since the pandemic, and we're pleased that students continue to find their offerings valuable to their overall experience at ACG, enriching their academic study while reinforcing their desire to pursue a career in the arts. Total student enrollment for fourth quarter 2023 was 1,011 compared to 908 in the prior year period. Student enrollment increased 11.3% year over year, mainly as a result of more students who enrolled in our portfolio training services and overseas study counseling services. During the period, portfolio training credit hours delivered increased 3.3% to 48,421. At the same time, we continue to deliver a variety of experiential programs to our students, as we have received positive student feedback on these offerings. We expect to introduce additional relevant hands-on type of programs in the future. With that, I will quickly review financials. Total net revenues for fourth quarter 2023 increased 6.5% to RMB 83.6 million compared to RMB 78.5 million in the fourth quarter of 2022. This was primarily driven by increased revenues from portfolio training and overseas study counseling services. Portfolio training services represented 77.4% of total net revenues during the period. Gross margin improved to 62.6% during fourth quarter 2023, compared to 60.6% in the prior year period. The increase in gross margin was primarily due to increased net revenue. We reported net income attributable to ACG of RMB 8.6 million during fourth quarter 2023, an increase of 324.1% from RMB 2 million in the prior year period. During the full year results of 2023, net revenues increased 7.2% to RMB 221.6 million from RMB 206.8 million in the prior year period. Gross margin improved to 51.7% from 49.6% in the prior year. Net loss attributed to ACG narrowed to RMB 33.7 million compared to net loss of RMB 47.9 million, primarily due to the due to increased revenue and decreased operating expenses. Move to balance sheet, we continue to strengthen our financial positions, ending the year US$8.5 million in cash and cash equivalents, a 9.4% increase from the end of 2022. Working capital deficit was US$34.4 million, and total shareholders' equity was US$15.9 million at December 31, 2023, compared to working capital deficit of US$33 million and shareholder equity of US$20.8 million, respectively, at December 31, 2022. Now turning to our attention to ACG's outlook and growth strategy. With the lifting of pandemic-related restrictions at the start of 2023, we were very pleased to be able to resume in-person class deliveries at all our training center locations throughout China, especially with education and creative arts. This is just no substitute for face-to-face collaboration between students and their peers, and between students and their professors. We believe it is a critical element of our mission of delivering positive student outcomes. In 2024, our portfolio training services offering remain the core component of our business. This is also the key part of our curriculum that prepare students to create a complete portfolio of their work while they are at ACG, which is a request to applying to overseas arts college and grad schools. Through portfolio training services, we promote our offerings in research-based learning and overseas study counseling services, which make for a comprehensive and well-rounded student experience here at ACG. In addition to focusing on growing our existing business, we are also proactively exploring partnerships with creative arts institutions around the world. During fourth quarter 2023, we successfully hosted multiple winter programs, including our regular master class, the October Shanghai Fashion Week program, and the part-time assist program. These programs allow participating students to pull some of their academic knowledge into practice by providing opportunities to work in a professional setting and gaining a better understanding of how the concepts they have explored in the classroom and applied in real-world scenarios. We were pleased with the positive reception by both our students and our enterprise partners with whom our students worked closely. As of March 2024, many of our students have received favorable admission results from renowned arts institutions and programs worldwide. These positive outcomes inspire our continuous efforts in helping students achieve their academic goals. We look forward to hearing more good news from our students who have demonstrated unparalleled determination and creativity throughout of their journeys. That said, we are pleased to provide the following revenue guidance for fiscal year 2024. For the year end December 24th, 2024, we expect total net revenue of between RMB 233 million to RMB 255 million, which represents a 5% to 15% increase from fiscal year 2023. Please note that the revenue guidance for fiscal year 2024 does not consider any potential acquisitions or other business transactions we may complete in 2024. As any material developments arise, we will be sure to update the market and reevaluate guidance as appropriate. I'd now like to hand the floor over to Jun Zhang, ACG's president, to provide an update on our current growth initiatives. Jun will make his remarks in Mandarin, which will be followed by an English translation. Jun, please go ahead.
谢谢司马。 2023年 对我们的学生来说是出色的一年，我们很高兴能够提供一整年的稳定运营，我们相信这对我们能够有一个安心的教学环境并提供出色的成果很重要。在这里我想感谢我们的教学人员，感谢他们的努力和决心推动了学生取得积极成果，感谢我们的学生，感谢他们的 毅力和对ACG的信任， 我们很自豪能够为各种类型的学生提供优质的服务，如果没有我们全体员工的奉献精神和强大的机构合作伙伴的关系网，这是不可能实现的。 自2024年初， 我们的常规研学项目 包括Open Hack 上海时装周 2024年时尚挑战营 招收了新的学生，参与的学生将有机会采访时尚设计师， 了解全球流行趋势， 定制品牌提升案 和时尚的lookbook设计。 项目还将提供实习机会和推荐信， 今年第一个上海时装周项目 将在3月底进行， 第二个计划在10月份。 我们还举行了若干大师班， 邀请来自伦敦艺术大学、 罗德岛设计学院等著名艺术学院的教授和讲师， 涵盖了广泛的艺术主题， 包括建筑设计、 用户交互设计、动漫、漫画，我们努力通过不断收集学生们的反馈，提出学生感兴趣和需要的产品，并确保我们对艺术、学术界和行业新趋势的把握。我们相信这些产品不仅具有相关性，且领先于行业，还对各种艺术形式感兴趣的学生带来价值。此外， 自疫情以来，我们在今年寒假首次恢复了全美艺术仿效项目， 将12名学生带到罗德岛、纽约、洛杉矶等8所顶级艺术院校，包括 Paris 设计学院、罗德岛设计学院和普瑞特艺术学院。我们很高兴能够为参与的学生提供体验不同的校园环境和机会，让他们更好的规划未来的留学生活。我们还想强调我们在扩大我们所服务的学生群体方面所做的努力，为来自非传统学术背景的学生提供额外的服务。例如我们与2021年成立的 ACG 国际预科中心和新加坡莱佛士高等教育学院合作，推出了一个新的文凭课程，为初中毕业生推出了4年制学士学位课程。在校学生将在预科中心学习1年的预科课程，然后在新加坡学习3年制学士学位课程，获得学士学位。这个新的文凭课程以及目前预科中心提供的其他课程，将为学生打下坚实基础，最终帮助他们申请并获得英国、意大利、日本院校的录取。发展新的合作项目并招收更多的学生进入 AC 的预科中心，这增强了我们为不断增长的潜在的学生群体提供服务的能力，使我们有信心为他们带来积极成果。2024年，我们仍然专注于对学生服务。我们相信，我们全面的优质项目及各种延伸服务，过往那些帮助学生取得优异成绩的记录，以及我们不断扩大的合作伙伴关系、机构网络，都代表我们在中国创意艺术教育市场的核心竞争力。我们做好充分的准备，在这个分散的市场中继续扩大我们的份额，并期待继续为我们所有的利益相关者争取更好的发展。接下来交给司马。
Thank you, Mr. Sima. 2023 was a fantastic year for our students, and we were pleased to be able to deliver a full year of stable operation, which we believe is important to our community's peace of mind and capacity for delivering outstanding work. I would like to take a moment to thank our teaching staff for their commitment to driving positive student outcomes and our students for their perseverance in entrusting ACG with their creative arts journeys. We are proud to have served all types of students with our quality offerings, which would not have been possible without the dedication of our entire staff and our strong network of institutional partnerships. Since the beginning of 2024, we have enrolled students into our regular research-based learning programs, such as the March Open Hack Shanghai Fashion Week program. Participating students will have the opportunity to interview designers and explore global fashion trends while creating branding proposals and fashion lookbook designs. The program also provides internship opportunities and reference letters. The first Shanghai Fashion Week program takes place in late March, and the second will be in October. We also offered several master classes with professors and lecturers from prestigious art schools such as the University of Arts London and Rhode Island School of Design, covering a wide range of arts topics including architecture design, user interface design, animation and comics, and so on. We strive to introduce offerings that reflect student interests and demand by eliciting continuous feedback from the student community and ensuring that we understand new trends in arts academia and industry with the belief that such offerings are not only relevant and state-of-the-art, but also bring value for students interested in various art forms. In addition, for the first time since the pandemic, we resumed our art study tour to U.S. universities this winter break and brought 12 students to the campuses of 8 top arts institutions in Rhode Island, New York, and Los Angeles, including Parsons New School for Design, Rhode Island School of Design, and Pratt Institute, et cetera. We were pleased to provide participating students with an opportunity to experience a variety of different campuses, allowing them to better envision what it would be like to study at these institutions. I would also like to highlight our efforts in expanding the student population we serve by providing additional offerings to students coming from non-traditional academic backgrounds. For example, the ACG International Arts Foundation Program Center, which we founded in 2021, initiated a new diploma program in cooperation with Singapore-based Raffles College of Higher Education, introducing a 4-year bachelor's program for junior high school graduates. Enrolled students will spend a year in our Beijing Center for our foundation program and then study in Singapore for a 3-year bachelor's program, after which they will receive a bachelor's degree. This new diploma program, as well as other offerings currently available at the Foundation Center, supports students in building a solid foundation with an ultimate goal of applying and gaining admission to select colleges in the UK, Italy, and Japan. The ability to expand these programs and enroll more students into the ACG Foundation Center has strengthened our confidence in serving a growing group of potential students and driving positive outcomes for them. In 2024, we remain focused on serving our students. We believe our comprehensive portfolio of quality academic and ancillary offerings, our history of enabling excellent student outcomes, and our growing network of institutional partnerships represent our core competency in the creative arts education market in China. We are well positioned to continue growing our share in this fragmented market and look forward to continuing to strive for better on behalf of all our stakeholders. With that, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Sima.
Thanks, Jun and Caroline. Yeah, in closing, we are excited about ICG's outlook for 2024. As a leading player in the China creative arts education space, we are committed to providing high quality, relevant, and valuable experience for our students. We also continue to explore opportunities to enhance our business and value proposition, which we believe will increase shareholders' value, and enthusiastic about some of these prospects. With that, operator, let's open up for questions.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. There are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Sima for closing comments.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm, the Equity Group. We are always available to speak to investors and look forward to speaking with you all during our next earnings call. Thank you.
This concludes today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.